Testing synchrotron models and frequency resolution in Bingo 21 cm simulated maps using GNILC by Eduardo J. de Maurizio et al. To recover the 21 cm hydrogen line, it is essential to separate the cosmological signal from the much stronger foreground contributions at radio frequencies. The Bingo radio telescope is designed to measure the 21 cm line and detect BAUS using the intensity mapping technique. This work analyzes the performance of the GNILC method, combined with a power spectrum debiasing procedure. The method was applied to a simulated Bingo mission, building upon previous work from the collaboration. It compares two different synchrotron emission models and different instrumental configurations, in addition to the combination with ancillary data to optimize both the foreground removal and recovery of the 21 cm signal across the full Bingo frequency band, as well as to determine an optimal number of frequency bands for the signal recovery. We have produced foreground emissions maps using the Planck Sky model. The cosmological high emission maps are generated using the Flask package and thermal noise maps are created according to the instrumental setup. We apply the GNILC method to the simulated sky maps to separate the high plus thermal noise contribution and, through a debiasing procedure, recover an estimate of the noiseless 21 cm power spectrum. We found a near-optimal reconstruction of the high signal using a 80 bins configuration, which resulted in a power spectrum reconstruction average error over all frequencies of 3. This was testing synchrotron models and frequency resolution in Bingo 21 cm simulated maps using GNILC, by Eduardo J. de Maurizio et al.